Till I Break by Wordsmith. I wake up because I can hear her calling me from the living room. Her beautiful voice with a soft, subtle southern accent. I can't hear it enough, especially when she calls my name.
Mark, can you come in here, please?
I got out of bed and headed for the other room. Damn, Maggie, why is it always so cold in here?
I don't know. Come sit with me.
Shit, this is how it always starts.
We've had this conversation dozens of times over the years, but it's always the same.
Doesn't matter, though. I sit down on the couch opposite the chair she's sitting in so I can watch her beautiful face while we go through with it.
I found your diary, Mark, she says to me. It scared me.
I can see the look of disgust creeping into those gorgeous hazel eyes, the left one peeking out of the soft reddish-brown lock of hair hanging down in front of it. Could spend all day just looking into those eyes, lost in the mystery behind them.
Why are you reading my stuff?
I know I've asked you many times to stay out of the garage and leave my things alone. That's my space, not yours. It's the only place I have to myself. I could see her flinch as my voice raised. She was scared, I could tell. I hate it when I scare her. I feel like such an ass. It just comes over at me at times.
Listen, baby. I'm sorry for yelling. I just like my privacy. You have the entire house, and all I ask is to have that garage as my personal space.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
I know, but you've been spending so much time out there, and it worries me. When I went out there, I found your diary sitting on the desk, and I just couldn't help it, and I had to read it. It scared me, Mark. What I read in there wasn't normal. It was crazy.
It's nothing, baby. It's just, I don't know, just stuff.
I can't accept that. I can't accept that it's just stuff.
I could see the tear at the corner of her eye. I could tell that she wasn't only hurt, she was scared and ashamed of me. Ashamed that I had those thoughts in my head. Ashamed that she was in love with me. I have all these thoughts floating around in my head. Sometimes they get to be too much and my head starts hurting. It's a pounding like someone's inside my skull and they're trying to burst their way out. I have to do something, so I write it all down. It makes the headaches go away. For a little while, at least. She buried her face in her hands and I could hear her sobbing quietly. I hate it when she hides her face from me. I can't stand the feeling of knowing that she's right in front of me and I can't look at that wondrous face.
Look at me. She continued to sob. Please, baby, look at me.
No movement other than the slight shivering as she cried into her hands.
Look at me!
She cringed back in her chair, drawing her knees up to her chest and looking at me like I was some monster jumping out of her from the movie screen.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Maggie. I don't know why I did that. I just couldn't sit there and watch you cry. I need you to look at me. Talk with me. We can get through this.
She put her feet back on the ground and sat straight again. I watched as she wiped the tears from those eyes and pushed the lock of hair back behind her ear. I reached out to touch her knee and she drew back. I pulled my hand back quickly like I had reached out to pet a dog that had then snapped at me. It hurt me. It hurt more than any of the headaches. I felt the pain in my chest, my heart bending, as I stared at her.
You know I love you, Mark. You were my savior.
Were? Did I hear that right?
When I met you, I was at such a horrible point in my life. After my mother died, I was so depressed, and the only thing that made me feel better was the vodka. That is, until you came along. You were so nice to me. You made me forget everything and move on. You brought me up from that dark pit I was in and showed me that the sun was still shining. People were still living their lives and the world was still turning. You saved me. I can't do that. I'm just not that strong.
I could see her fading away, slipping away from me. I couldn't focus. I was looking right through her.
I was so proud to be your girl. You made me whole again. I'm just not as strong as you are. If I try to save you, I'll lose myself again, and I can't let that happen. I have to go.
I'll be your friend, but I can't live here any longer. Not like this. We'll have to forget the past and move on. My heart bending and bending until it broke. There's always a breaking point. She fades away and is gone. One good thing came from this conversation. I don't have to write in my diary anymore. I just sit and talk with Maggie when she calls me until she fades away. Then I make my way to the garage, my space. And I walk to the freezer and take out my most prized possession. I set her head on the desk and I look into her hazel eyes. I couldn't let you go. I love you too much for that.